From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A search and rescue operation is underway for those on board Egypt Air Flight 804, a flight from Paris to Cairo that disappeared early Thursday about the time it was to enter Egyptian airspace. The Airbus A320 had 66 passengers and at least two dozen foreigners as well as crew on board. Media reports quoting Greek and Egyptian officials say the plane crashed, but no debris has yet been located. One of more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted by the Sunni militant group Boko Haram more than 2 years ago has been found. Amina Ali discovered Tuesday in the Sambisa forest of northeast Borno State by civilian vigilantes and soldiers. Olatunji Olarawanju is a member of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign.
On the list of 219 girls, she's number 127. She's from a village in Chibok called Mbalala. They've met with her parents. They've been able to debrief her, get some information, and she has been handed over to the Nigerian military for further debriefing. But we were also told that she was found with a child that is just about 1 year old or under 1 year of age.
The abduction of nearly 300 girls from the village of Chibok, April 14, 2014, sparked international outrage. In Washington, Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson celebrated the news.
This is an extremely critical development and the best possible confirmation of why it has been so important for us to fight for the safe return of these girls.
She said it's time for a concerted international effort to help Nigeria find the rest of the girls. Forces loyal to the new Libyan unity government lost more than 30 men in clashes with fighters of the Islamic State Wednesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Cairo Wednesday met Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on a number of issues, including reviving the Moroccan-Israeli-Palestinian peace process. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said the top diplomat expressed appreciation for Mr. el-Sisi's strong support for advancing the Arab-Israeli peace process, and in a process that broke down in 2014.
We remain committed to trying to get to a two-state solution, which means you have to get to the kind of conditions that are conducive to having discussions that would lead to that. And that has been a difficult discussion to be had in recent weeks and months because of the violence.
Kerry also was expected to discuss Libya, Syria, and the ongoing security crackdown on dissent in Egypt. In Syria, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government airstrikes killed at least 13 members of one family Wednesday in the central province of Homs. Bomb blasts occurred in the residential neighborhood of the rebel-controlled Rostan. Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross said Wednesday an aid convoy entered the besieged rebel-held suburb of Harashtra near the capital Damascus, the first outside assistance to that community in 4 years. A U.S. airstrike has killed two high-value individuals in an attack on an Islamic State structure in Iraq. Baghdad-based military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday the May 13th strike killed Abu Hamza and Abu Safiya, as well as a third militant.
Abu Hamza was a mid-level military commander who was responsible for the area between Nasiriyah and Juba. Hamza was a former AQI member who we know planned and conducted attacks against Americans during Operation Iraqi Freedom.
He said Hamza also was responsible for coordinating Islamic State fighters, reinforcements, and finances. Abu Safiya blamed for staging chemical weapons attacks in Iraq's Euphrates River Valley. Two strong aftershocks measuring 6.8 and 6.7 in magnitude shook the coast of Ecuador Wednesday, about the same place where last month's 7.8 magnitude quake killed more than 650. President Rafael Correa says the quakes killed one, injured 85. He says people still in shelters from the major quake of April 16 have suffered through a number of aftershocks, and there remains much panic. He appealed for calm. He says the people in shelters continue to suffer from the after effects of those shocks. Last month's quake, Ecuador's worst in more than 70 years. Meanwhile, rescue workers in Sri Lanka are searching for victims of landslides caused by heavy rains. At least three villages affected, leaving nearly 40 people dead. Dozens of others reported missing. Nearly 300 rescued. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.